Here we are. This is Real World Radio on air. 3w.realworldradio.fm.
Development at any cost, installation of Linas in Malaysia and the discourse of development. Linas installed its plant in the Malaysian area of Geban, Kuantan, in the state of Pahang, without consulting the local community and has not been transparent, said activist Tan Boon Tit, chairperson of the organization Save Malaysia Stop Linas, to Real World Radio. Tan highlighted that Save Malaysia Stop Linas is not against development, as the government often claims. We just hope that whichever corporation that come and operate and that are going to provide job opportunities for the local communities, ensure that in the process of providing such employment opportunities as well as economic development, they should be made sustainable, said the activist, who was sued by the company for defamation together with four other members as well as the organization. According to Tan and other people interviewed in Kuantan, the use of civil defamation was not common in the past. Its use has become more and more common after Linas came to the country, a company that processes rare earths and produces radioactive waste such as thorium. Tan said that the government has not properly listened to the valid opinions and arguments of the civil society, nor has it been able to provide any safe solution for the disposal of the waste. So far, the company has not developed a waste management plan, despite some of them being radioactive. Our interviewee highlighted that the community found out about Linas project when almost 90% of the plant was ready, and thanks to the public forum organized by a local MP who shared an article from the New York Times about the construction of this plant in Teban. This was at the beginning of 2011. By late 2011, the first shipment of rare earth arrived to Kuantan port. According to the activists from the beginning of the resistance against Linas, Save Malaysia Stop Linas understood that there were two alternatives to expel the company. One was that the government closed down the factory, which would result in trials against the country and possibly economic damage. The other way would be to make Linas financially non-viable. It was in this direction that we formulated our strategies. Today, Linas seems to be in financial difficulties, said Tan. Linas is facing difficulties to pay its debts. At the end of the interview, Tan highlighted the need for organizations and communities concerned about Mother Earth to be informed about the resistance against Linas and link the struggle in solidarity, understanding that any attack on Mother Earth in any part of the world has a consequence for other regions. We should all work as one big coalition, he concluded.
Could you please tell us about the defamation cases in the fight against Linas here in Kuantan? What happened exactly?
Yeah, actually we were trying to highlight some of the main points that were reported in the New York Times regarding the effects of the construction, which posed dangers to the workers as well as the community and the environment. So when we highlight that to the public, I think it touched a raw nerve. And then in response, Linas took up a defamation suit against us. We saw it as a form of threat, and it's also an attempt on the Linas side to silence the critics. But we were not deterred by the harassing tactic, because we knew what we were saying, and we have ample proof to substantiate what we said.
How many people were sued?
Besides myself, there are four others, and then the whole organization will sue as well. So there's organization Save Malaysia Stop Linas plus four others.
The defamation accusations were usual in the past here, or it's something which started with Linas?
I would say it started with Linas, and we knew that for a corporation like Linas, international corporation like Linas, in Australia, if similar things were uttered by individuals or organizations, the company cannot take up defamation suit. They are taking advantage of our laws here. That's why they took up the defamation suit.
Okay, what would you say is the most important, or are the most important demands of Save Malaysia Stop Linas campaign?
I would say that we just hope that whichever corporations that come in to operate, and then they're going to provide job opportunities for the local community, is a good thing. But we just want to ensure that in the process of providing such employment opportunity as well as economic development, all projects should be made sustainable, which is one of the declared aims of the local authority, that any economic development should be a sustainable one. And in this particular case, we found that Linus came in through the back door without prior consultation, and then they were not transparent enough. We just want them to act and then implement whatever they should have done back in their own country. That's all.
Okay, what can you say about the behavior of the government in those years?
Yeah, I would say that the government has not changed an iota. They have actually brushed aside people's opinion. They have brushed aside all kinds of strong, valid argument put forward by civil society groups. They just bulldoze to whatever their own agenda, irrespective of the welfare of the people, community, and the country. That's why there was such a strong movement against the government in the last election.
Okay, what is the financial situation of the company of Linus nowadays?
Right at the start, we knew that there were only two ways to get rid of Linus. Number one, the government closes it, which will involve a lot of legal disputes as well as huge amount of compensation. So we saw this as not a viable means of solving the problem. The other way will be make Linus financially non-viable. They won't be able to make any profit, and then they will live on their own. And today, Linus is facing financial difficulty to the extent that right now they have requested the Stock Exchange of Australia to halt the trading of their counter until they make the next announcement. And from what we understand, they have a difficulty of raising enough fund to pay off the immediate repayment due on the 30th of September. Let us hope that the announcement will bring us good news.
Okay, does the rare earth which comes from Malware in Australia directly to contain has any kind of radioactive materials?
The radioactive material actually come from the waste resulting from the processing of rare earth element. Rare earth elements themselves are not radioactive. It is the waste that is produced when they extract the rare earth elements. Then there's only one stream of waste that is radioactive, the water leach purification waste, the WLP. So that is the stream of waste that we were actually stressing, that Linus and both Linus and government should see to it that they are managed properly and safely, so that the environment will not be in danger. The community living nearby will not be threatened.
What kind of waste that does the plant generate?
The plant actually turn out liquid waste, gaseous waste, as well as solid waste. The one that we worry most about is the solid waste called water leach purification, which is radioactive. The radioactivity is about 6.24 becquerel per gram. So in Malaysia, any material elements that has a radioactivity of 1 becquerel per gram and below are regarded as non-radioactive. This is 6 times more than that allowable level.
Okay, and what are the materials which are radioactive?
I think radioactivity is everywhere. Be it traveling in an airplane, be it living in a concrete building, there are a certain amount of radioactivity. That is called background radiation. So we already have certain level of background radiation in the place where Linus has his plant. Now, with the presence of Linus' plant, and from the record we acquire from the regulating authority, actually the background radiation has gone up.
Okay, and does the company have a waste management plant in the plant?
The company has actually put up a conceptual plan on the disposal of the radioactive waste. But under the terms of the temporary operating license, they are supposed to identify a location where they can build this facility to put away the waste safely and permanently, which they didn't do.
Okay, in the last years, when you knew about the construction of the plant, and there have been big demonstrations by different groups opposing Linus, what can you say about those actions? And
when we started the demonstration, the plant was almost 90% complete. Before that, we didn't know about it. The very moment we know about it, it was almost 90% ready. So all these demonstrations came after that. So shortly after that, when it's fully completed, then the demonstration went on.
And how did you know about the plant? How did you know about this construction?
That was through a public forum organized by the local member of parliament. She informed us that there was a report in New York Times about the presence of this world's largest rare earth plant in our vicinity. Otherwise, we do not know.
So you knew by a newspaper?
We knew through the forum. We didn't get to read New York Times. So it was she, Fuzia Saleh, our member of parliament, who informed us that there's such a plan around.
Okay, what do you think that international community or a mission like this or different groups all over the world at some level can be helpful for the campaign? What do you expect from us, for example?
I would say that if the international communities like Friends of the Earth, Greenpeace, were to be informed earlier about the project and how this project was implemented in such haphazard way, we were actually hoping they could come in and help. And actually, when we went to Australia, we approached the Greenpeace of Australia. We found that they were unable to help. So we were actually trying our own very effort to reach out to the international community. And we were lucky that it actually caught some attention. Attentions from the various foreign media, so they came to interview. And from there, things got out. And only very recently, Greenpeace came into Malaysia to launch a report on Lynas and urged the government not to extend or renew their operating license.
And what do you think that we can do now?
I would say that I think we have only one home called Mother Earth. Everybody lives on the Earth. So whatever happens in one part of the world will ultimately affect the other part. So we were hoping that all other international communities, organizations who actually care about Mother Earth should be more well-informed, and then they should come forward, make voluntary to link up with whatever community that is in distress and then try to benefit them with whatever experience they have. We should all work as one big coalition.
Real World Radio, broadcasting free words, building popular communications by Fo Wai.